This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
For hundreds of years, anthropologists have studied the social relationships of human beings. And none have been more confounding than what they call the different strokes effect.
Get it?
Meet Jade Gulliver, a charmingly low-maintenance, amicable sci-fi fan and avid podcaster. And David Lim, a top model strutting, goldfish-loving, walking jukebox. So, can you handle the difference? Get ready for Different Strokes.
Cause it takes different strokes to move the world. Yes, it does. It takes different strokes to move the world.
This is Different Strokes on Joy 94.9. It's 29 minutes to 7. It's Jade and
Dave. I am back, y'all. I am back. I can't believe I said y'all. But I'm just excited to be back on Different Strokes again. I have been away for the last 3 weeks. Just traveling, living, loving London and Paris. And Jade, I do miss being on air. I do miss our company more than anything, more than just actually being on air. I just miss our catch-ups and
our catch-ups that happen with open mics.
Yeah. You know, we do actually talk when the mics are off as well. You know, the more juicy stuff stays usually happens when the mics are off. But I miss our catching up. But it was a really good experience, Jade. I had fun. And I know a lot of our listeners are probably aware that I had a bit of reservation about traveling by myself because I haven't traveled by myself, on a scale like this before. And I loved it. I have to say, you know, I have to tell you guys that I really enjoyed my time away just by myself. And, you know, I spent a lot of time going to art galleries and museums and, you know, just sitting at cafes in Paris and bars and all that and just soaking up life around me. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So holidays are good if you get a chance to definitely take advantage of that. You know, first world privileges that we have here. Yeah. Absolutely. But on today's show, Jade, good to be back. So I'm looking forward to sharing some stories with you. And later, you and I, we're going to fantasize about, I know we've talked about this before. I feel like we have. Fantasize about doing Amazing Race together.
I think we've talked around this issue many times.
But we're going to take it a little more seriously now. Yep. We're going to ask our listeners for suggestions of places or cities that we can both maybe try doing an Amazing Race style challenge in.
Yes. This is Different Strokes on Joy 94.9 with Jade and Dave, 18 minutes past 7.
Jade, look, I have been a little concerned with what pop stars are doing with their time and their branding these days, especially when they're branching into creating their own social media websites and things like that.
Well, so Lady Gaga, right? So back in February, I heard that they had a beta testing thing that she was going to create her own social network, and it was like an invite-only beta test thing happening. But it launched on the 9th of July, so it's about 10 days old.
10 days old, and it's called Little Monsters.
It's called Little Monsters. And we saw what, earlier on when she launched her last album, remember, she did her own little world within Farmville.
So I feel like Lady Gaga, especially being queen of Twitter, having as many millions of followers as she has, she really does have the social media and social networking thing down pat. Mm-hmm. But for her to go into creating Little Monsters, is that really necessary?
Well, I don't know, Dave. So I checked it out, and basically it's been created by a company that's called Backplane, which who say that their whole thing is to set up pop stars with an integrated way of sort of managing all of their social networks in one spot.
Ah.
And when you go in and have a look at Little Monsters, it's, you know, you mentioned Pinterest, that it kind of felt to you a bit like Pinterest. It's a bit Facebook-y. There's Tumblr aspects to it.
Yeah, so it's like an amalgamation of all the really popular social networks, but it's very visual-based, which I'm quite pleased about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it does make it easier and definitely facilitates for photo sharing of all things Gaga, because she's such a visual artist.
Well, and it is, and also, like, it's, you know, so it's in-your-face Gaga memes everywhere you look. Like, you know, on Tumblr, like, I kind of, you know...
Are there lots of Gaga gifs as well?
Yes. Yeah, so it's like it's all Gaga sort of visually related memes, etc.
And it got me kind of thinking about other pop stars who have also created their own social network sites, like Kylie. Kylie has Kylie Connect, spelt with a K for Connect.
Yeah.
Now, I don't think Kylie Connect really, you know, became the next MySpace or Tumblr or Facebook or anything.
Well, that one was apparently launched back in 2007.
Oh, my goodness. Is that old?
It has 5,000 members.
Kylie Connect has 5,000 members.
Yeah.
See, I don't know where all Kylie fans are, but I think they're, you know, living in their own forums that they've created themselves and not something that, you know, Kylie's team has created. Do you know what I mean? Like, fandom is so organic, I feel that.
Well, and don't you feel like, too, like, I feel like whether this will be successful or not really depends on the activity or, like, how active that pop star is in that community.
Yeah, correct.
Like, I think if you're a Gaga fan, for example, and you know that Gaga is going to be sort of hanging around in Little Monsters, you're going to want to go and hang around in Little Monsters.
Correct. But if she's still like just tweeting and ignoring Little Monsters, I don't see a point in that.
Yeah.
I don't see a point at all. In the meantime, you know, another pop star that's caught my attention for very good use of social networks is Ricky Lee.
Mm-hmm.
Now, she is a boss on Instagram. We follow each other on Instagram and on Twitter. And she was making some sort of restaurant recommendation on one of my photos when I was in Paris.
Yeah.
And this is the power of social media. It's connecting you to your favorite pop stars.
Yeah, yeah.
So Ricky Lee recommended that I go check out this restaurant in Paris. I looked it up. And of course, it's, you know, well in pop star price range, not in pauper's price range. So I'm sorry, Ricky Lee. Thanks for the recommendation. But unless you're shouting, I'll be doing no such thing. you're listening to Different Strokes with Jade and Dave on Joy 94.9. Coming up after this, Jade, after the news bulletin, of course, we're going to talk about how I got pickpocketed in Paris.
Yep.
It totally happened.
And soon enough, we're going to start giving away our prize.
In the meantime, brand new Ricky Lee. It's called Crazy. You're on Joy.
She's crazy if she thinks she can afford that restaurant.
She can afford the restaurant. I can't.
Yeah.
Now, this is my first show back, so excuse me, Jade, because I'm still trying to acclimatise to this winter after you're spending 3 weeks in London and Paris. And I have to say... lots of good memories, lots of fun on my holidays, but there was one particular day when I was in Paris and I got pickpocketed.
Mm-hmm.
And to be honest, no one actually really told me to look out for these guys. So it completely kind of caught me off guard. I mean, I knew there's probably a risk of it, but at the time I was really bamboozled.
Yep.
Tell you what happened. I went to the Pompidou, you know, going to this museum to check out some modern art.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as I stepped on the square, there were these kids. They're not young kids. They're probably about 14 to 16 year olds.
Mm-hmm.
And they come to you with these clipboards with a petition for you to sign and donate money. It's for some sort of deaf school, apparently.
Yeah.
But it's common practice to say no to these things.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of locals do it. A lot of tourists, you know, just say no and just move on. And that's what I did. I said no, no thank you. And I just kept moving on. But unfortunately, I didn't get one of them coming up to me.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't get two. I had three. I had four all around me, surround me, literally pressing up on me, shoving me with their clipboards. And I was just thinking to myself, you know what? I said no, I need to go. And it got so hectic to a point, Jade, where this old French man had to, with a walking stick, had to like come marching down and chase them off me.
Oh, I love it when oldies get in.
Oh, yeah. Oldies get so angry and so passionate. And he was saying in French, you know what? He has already said no. You should leave him alone. He's already said no. Finally, when he did leave me, and I was like, oh, my God, I'm so grateful for this old man. So I just carried on. I took about two steps. I turned around and I saw this British tourist, this woman sitting in the sun right at my feet. And I looked at her and she looked up at me and she kind of frowned and she said, "Do you speak English?" Mm-hmm. And I'm like, "Yes, yes, I do." Mm-hmm. And she was like, "Look out for them because they're pickpocketers."
Yeah.
And I was like, and that second, Jade, I felt like my world just, it just, you know, it was like that So Raven moment where just the camera zooms into her face. That was that was what happened to me. I felt like just, you know, it just hit me in the face and I just reached for my pocket and I felt that my phone was missing.
Yeah.
My phone was gone. I had a little panic in my head. I was screaming in my head and I turned around and I saw one of the girls that was pushing up against me before with her clipboard. She was running away. So I did a quick power run, bit of a power walk up to her. I caught up to her and I put my hand on her shoulder. She was making away. And I said to her, "My phone, you have my phone." And I said it really loudly so people in the square can all hear what was going on. Mm-hmm. So they understood that I wasn't harassing her. I wasn't being abusive. I just said, "My phone, you have my phone." And she was just, she was playing dumb, like she didn't know. And by this stage, I was shaking. I was shaking because I felt everyone staring at me, Jade.
Yep.
I felt like an idiot because what if it wasn't her? What if one of the other three got away with the phone? And in that second, she pulled my phone out of her pocket and gave it back to me. So I got my phone back. End of the day, I got my phone back. And I was just shaking for like at least an hour or two.
Yep.
That was just, I've never had that experience before. And I've traveled to China, I've traveled to India and places like that, that, you know, people tend to warn you about these things. I didn't hear as much of this.
It was funny because as soon as I mentioned it to some friends of mine, they were like, "Oh, yeah, that happens all the time in Paris."
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I should read my travel guides a bit more next time. You're listening to Different Strokes with Jade and Dave on Joy 94.9. Coming up after this, Jade, we're going to have a look at our Twitter trending topics. But in the meantime, you know, all this talk about travel, I'm thinking you and I need to hit up some sort of amazing race style challenge.
Yes.
And we're asking you guys to send in some suggestions.
Yeah. So which city in the world do you think that we should be doing some challenges in? We want something fun.
We want something fun. So you guys get to be producers of this Different Strokes Amazing Race Challenge. Pick a city for Jade and I to go to.
Yeah.
And
if you've got a particular site, that would be awesome as well.
Even better. And just SMS in or email us with your Joy member number.
Yeah, text us 0427-JOY949 or email us on air at joy.org.au. And you can go in the draw to win the DVD of the week, which is Lip Service Season 2. Ooh. This is Different Strokes on Joy 94.9 with Jade and Dave, 13 minutes past 8.
Now, Jade, we've had plenty of suggestions of cities and, you know, some of them have even planned out our activity of what you and I can do, you know, if we go ahead with some sort of Different Strokes Amazing Race Challenge, which I feel like it's been a bit of a fantasy of yours for many years now.
Look, I just think of all of the reality shows, like I think we would probably suit Amazing Race. I think that you and I would potentially make a good team that would, you know, provide what reality TV shows look for.
Yeah. So what Jade's trying to say is that there will be drama.
Yeah. There'll be drama, there'll be tears, there'll be...
And that's just all me.
Yeah.
Because Jade, you know, usually is a sensible one unless she's, feeling a bit sick on the plane.
Yeah, I'm a bit more moderate with my emotions.
Yeah, you'll just puke on me or something.
Yeah.
But in any case, we've gotten a lot of suggestions of European countries, actually, where it happens to be summer. So we're very much toying with this idea of escaping the Melbourneian winter. we've got a message here from Serena saying, "Amazing race city, gotta check out...
Reykjavik
in Iceland."
Yeah.
All right. That sounds cold, but it's probably not as cold as, you know, it sounds on paper.
Yes. Angela from Reservoir says, Bologna in Italy, race up the tower. It is so steep. My husband got vertigo. It is about 500 years old and about 500 steps. Then at the bottom next to it, it is a great pizza bar. You can have a pizza eating challenge to finish off.
See... Okay, this feels like it's all in Jade's favour. The whole, you know, being fit and running upstairs. Because, Jade, you work out, don't you?
Yeah, I don't know, but I'm also scared of heights. So it might necessarily work in my favour because I'm going to get vertigo. You know?
Okay, interesting televisual experience, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Thanks, Angela.
Plenty of drama there. Kimberly says Barcelona.
See, summary European country?
Larissa says, amazing race around Madrid. I haven't been there. I've just been there. It's a great city and you'd be able to defrost.
Thank you, Larissa, thinking about us and putting our interests first.
Yes. Betty has suggested Darwin, a little closer to home.
Yes, and you can still get that, you know, almost tropical feel to it, even mm-hmm. though it's winter. Mm-hmm. And knowing Different Strokes' budget, I think Darwin's probably...
More within reach.
More within reach. Let's try to keep our feet on the ground just for a little bit here. Yeah. So, yeah, if you want to text in your suggestion for an amazing race city for Jade and I to go try our hand in, mm-hmm. you can be in the running to win our DVD of the week,
which is Lip Service Season 2, thanks to Icon Films. You can text us 0427-JOY949 or email us on air at joy.org.au. Make sure you include your DOI member number and you haven't won anything in the last 2 weeks.
Now, Jade, I was away for 3 weeks experiencing London and Paris. And while I was there, mm-hmm. you mentioned that it was almost absolutely essential for me to go find Gillian Anderson.
Yes.
So of all the...
Why wouldn't it be?
Okay, all right. Oops. I'm getting daggers from across the room. But you see, Jade is a really big X-Files fan. So for her... any trip to London for anyone isn't complete without meeting Scully.
Yes. Well, and the thing was, Dave, she did her first, she hadn't done like any sort of Comic-Con or anything like that for, you know, going on 10 years. And she made her first appearance at the London Comic-Con like while you were over there. So it felt like fate to me.
Like I was meant to go there in your honour.
Yeah,
so
and
to
worship
speak.
Before her and all her Scully-ness.
You see, a lot of really great celebrity, spotting opportunities were there when I was in London. The Spice Girls reunited,
yeah.
like, you know, after me being there for 2 or 3 days.
Yeah.
So I felt like, if anything, I'm really proud of myself for making that happen.
Were you the one who appeared as Posh Spice because Posh wouldn't appear herself?
Quite possibly. That weave took ages to get in my hair, so I hope people appreciated that. And I didn't eat for like 3 weeks, so...
Get ready for a Different Strokes take on music.
So, Dave, you've got Misha B.
Oh, my goodness. So, while I was over in London, I was, had the tremendous pleasure of shaking my rump
mm-hmm.
and pretty much the rest of my body as well to this new song. It's a debut single by Misha B. Now, a lot of fans of UK X Factor would know her as one of the standout contestants from last year's series. She brings... very much a promise of, very distinct kind of British hip hop, Jade, mixed with a bit of soul. So to kind of paint you a picture, maybe like early Estelle mixed with a bit of Jennifer Hudson. So mm-hmm. a little grit, a little feisty, yet, have the potential to really belt and really sing. So she was an early competition favorite last year, but, she kind of fell out of favor. I think about, maybe after the second or third week, there were all these, the tabloids went crazy with all this stuff about her being a bully.
Oh.
And the public kind of fell out of love with her. And then Kelly Rowland picked a couple of rubbish songs for her that just didn't suit her swag and suit her style. And it just made her really boring.
So Kelly did some Apache work.
I love Kelly Rowland, right? But I have to say... a bit of mismanagement with Misha B here.
Yeah.
Very much a mismanagement. But it's kind of good to hear now that, especially when I was in the UK last week or so, it's kind of good to hear that people are genuinely excited to hear Misha's debut single. Like, they've almost kind of gone, whatever happened in X Factor's happened. Let's actually see, what she's capable of as an artist mm-hmm. now that, a bit of water's passed under the bridge. Let's kind of see what sound she's working with.
And don't you think in some cases it's almost better that you don't win?
Yeah, it's always better that you don't win, I feel.
Yeah.
When you're the winner of these talent shows, you're under so much pressure to turn out a record and make sure that, you hit the sales target in the first week or so. That kind of stuff, that kind of pressure doesn't come with people come second, third or, fifth or whatever.
Yeah.
So I think she's in a good position. She's mm-hmm. in a good position, but I was concerned for a while that Misha wouldn't bounce back from the negative public image stuff. But the debut single, Home Run, which is co-written with and produced by MNEK,
mm-hmm.
he's this upcoming emerging British pop producer who's written for The Saturdays, Jade,
mm-hmm.
and has remixed for Frank Music. It's an absolute corker. It's infectious. It's summery. And it totally like brings in all those elements I was telling you before about Misha. You know, it has a bit of hip hop, has that rap in it that sounds quite British. But it's also got, you know, a lot of really, really good pockets of melodies here and there in a song. So mm-hmm. it's definitely a rhythmic kind of song. You want to get up and dance to it, but it's not, you know, typical red one, you know, kind of synth and kind of, you know, straight up house dance. It's mm-hmm. a different kind of dance, I feel.
Okay.
Yeah. So hopefully we'll get a debut album from Misha sometime this year. She did put out a free mixtape, Jade, mm-hmm. about 3 months ago called Why Hello World. That's exactly how she says it.
Yeah, yeah.
And on that mixtape, Why Hello World, that was where we got a first listen of this single. So
okay.
Who knows? There were two other original tracks that was in the mixtape.
Yep.
And they all sound very promising. So fingers crossed Misha can get her stuff together.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully here in Australia, we'll be treated to this. Look, if this is a success in the UK, and at the moment in the midweek charts, I think it's positioned at number 8 in the midweeks. So mm-hmm. she's shoo-in for a really good first week entry, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Jade, we've been talking about, you know, what will be like actually doing Amazing Race. And I feel like it's not complete without a few challenges that you and I could maybe set for ourselves, you see.
Mm-hmm.
I'm one for, you know, I'm really all about trying local foods in whatever city, in whatever town I'm in, however gross it may be. I will go there just for the sake of trying something new, Jade. So
I'll let you take that challenge then.
Well, no, that's not the point. No, it's called Different Strokes, right?
Yeah.
So the point is that for us to try something different.
Yeah.
So I want you, this is what I'm proposing to you, that you make it your commitment to try crazy foods when we go on our holiday together.
If it's not slimy, sure.
Oh, it's going to be slimy. I'll make sure it's slimy.
No, see, like, you know, a couple of, maybe 2 years ago now, you took me to eat chicken feet, which, you know, that was fine.
We didn't go anywhere exotic, just Chinatown.
Yeah, yeah. You know, chicken feet was fine. I can handle that, but I don't know that, I don't know.
How creepy like it's going to get.
If it was a fish eyeball or, like, I don't know, I could do that.
Look, I mean, I'm sure everyone has their limitations, but when mm-hmm. I was in Paris, I told myself, look, I really have to order escargot. I wanted to try snails when I'm in Paris. So I did. And Jade, I have to say, I quite enjoyed it. So they serve it in, you know, in like a platter of 6 snails. And it's normally cooked in like this delicious, really fragrant garlic butter sauce.
Mm-hmm.
So I was completely in love with snails. I almost ordered another round. So ooh. Can you imagine me sitting there with like a dozen snails? It's spilling sauce all over myself at this nice fancy restaurant. Not the look. it's not really the look.
Yeah.
In any case, Jade, you have always said that you're better at navigating.
Well, Dave, it's not a debate. It's actual fact. Like, you know, you managed to find ways to get lost. We went to an interview once and you got lost on Fitzroy Street in St Kilda. Like, you were walking the wrong direction. Like, so I don't know how you would handle being out on your own and trying to find a location that wasn't, you know, that was completely foreign to you.
You know what? When I was in London, I got a really good kind of prepaid plan that had unlimited data. So you know I was referring to my Google map every step of the way. And still,
yeah,
I will walk in the opposite direction to the London Eye, wanting to get to the London Eye.
Look up, Dave.
I tried, but I'm just really hopeless when it comes to navigation. I just really am. So this is why we both need each other.
Yeah, I think that's why we would make a good team, because, you know, you could do the gross food things and I could do the navigation.
Yeah. Deal.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.